Good morning, a Tuesday morning.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us.
And the fun drive is over.
Talk about getting it. The most intelligent, generous listeners in the world. One day fun drive, something you've talked about. We could do it, and we've done it.
We've all lived to see it. Just unbelievable. We crossed the Rubicon, and everybody who is out there who is worried about the times and worried about what's going on in the world and in the country, they came out and they said they had a single message to us: integrity, and keep preaching truth to power. And keep, because that's why we love WAMC. And we heard it again and again and again and again last night. We got one troll letter at night, but thousands and thousands of people turning out and saying, you know, how wonderful WAMC is. And I get it. I mean, I truly believe it myself. I watched everybody. And towards the beginning of the morning, David, I had the feeling that we could do it, that we could do a day fund drive, because the money, when we usually, Ray and I are on, and we make $5,000 or $6,000, we made almost $50,000. $1,000.
It was unbelievable. One pledge after another.
And that happened all day long. Well, it's the kind of thing you just admire and love, and we thank everybody who did so much, because they did it in the lockbox, and they did it in the First Amendment Fund, and then they did it yesterday with that over $500,000. That's astounding amount of work on everybody's parts, and we are immensely grateful.
And it didn't matter where it was coming from. The Canadian border, Westchester County, over toward the Mohawk Valley.
Thailand.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And a personal thank you to you, Alan, for all these years of saying what could be done, and we finally get it.
We did it.
To the news of the day. A caution, first of all, as the weather's going to get icy and slippery all day long. 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. we're under winter weather advisories and freezing rain advisories for the southernmost portion of the listing area. So take it slow, even on the walkways. Otherwise, here's a headline. President Trump claims news media seeks to play down terror attacks. Plenty of evidence against it, and they even spelled attackers wrong.
Well, this guy, it worked for him in the campaign. And I have to say, the Washington Post, the New York Times, and others have really shown tremendous courage. I think that they have. And they're not backing off. Can you imagine the President of the United States, after he sees the portrayal that Alec Baldwin does on him in Saturday Night Live, and the Times puts it right up front in the news, and Sean Spicer, and the kind of portrayal that he has to go through by Melissa McCarthy. Look, it's got to take its toll. Now the people are being lied to, according to Trump, by the newspapers again and again and again. Well, what happens is pretty soon your credibility begins to really get lower. And then what do you do?
And the idea of thin skin, and that the president is reacting to things that most presidents sort of let go.
Well, nobody likes it. Nobody likes to be called names. I have to say this to you, David. I wouldn't like it if I were in his spot. He clearly doesn't like it. There are those who have accused him of being an egomaniac, and egomaniacs and narcissists do not do well when they are portrayed in this way. It worked in the campaign, but it is not working now, and its effect is getting lesser and lesser and lesser. Now, that's where you really get dangerous with characters like this, because what happens is that they go back to what they knew in the campaign, bad habits, and now it just becomes the basis of mockery.
After the Muslim ban was stayed by a judge, now today a hearing set to look at that, and the U.S. is urging the court to revive the ban. And we are even seeing now the State Assembly in New York passing legislation to make the state a sanctuary state.
Well, yeah. Of course, you still have the Republicans in the New York State Senate. But what's interesting is, David, and I don't know if you saw this piece, the so-called independent Democrats who have moved over to support the Republicans for the first time are getting it for their alleged closeness to Trump. Some of them are squealing and saying, no, 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 I protested Trump. But really, it's going to be the Republicans in the state Senate who make the decision as to whether or not New York becomes a sanctuary state. And my bet is it ain't going to happen.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us again. Alan, thank you and all the listeners who have come together as one and made it such an amazing one-day fun drive.
David, it was something to behold.